Welcome aboard. It's time to grab a wave, catch a wave, ride the sales pipeline. Today with our guest host, Brian Hansford. Hey, Brian.
Paul. How the heck are you?
Oh, crazy here. We were a couple minutes late because we couldn't get your guest on Skype here, so we gave up, and he's on a regular old phone here today here.
You know, falling back on the old analog lines, sometimes that's the best way to go. So we're all here, so I think we're going to have a good conversation.
Looking forward to it.
So hello, everybody. Brian Hansford from Heinz Marketing, Vice President of Client Services, and I run our marketing technology practice. And I am off the bench this week. Matt Heinz is he has some family things going on, and he also is speaking at a conference, so he was kind of triple parked a little bit. So I filled in with him for him before. I really enjoy doing these and having some good interview conversations. So today I'm very excited and pleased to have James Thomas on the line with me. James is the Chief Marketing Officer at Allocadia, and Allocadia provides just a fantastic marketing performance management solution. And they're speaking of riding waves. They I think they're doing incredibly well. So had some very interesting recent customer wins. So want to hear a little bit more from James about that and what he's up to. But James, welcome.
Thanks. For having me on the show today. Apologies for the late start, but yeah, looking forward to this conversation for sure.
Yeah, so are you in Vancouver right now?
I am up in Vancouver, yeah. Beautiful day here. Been traveling a lot lately and always amazing to come home. We've built a nice little company here and excited to be on the radio show with you today.
Yeah, so James, just for the audience, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and Allocadia's story, what's going on, and then I want to get into the meat of the conversation after that.
Yeah, so I'm James Thomas. I am Chief Marketing Officer at Allocadia, and we're a marketing performance management software vendor, cloud software vendor. And really what that means in a nutshell is we help organizations run the business of marketing. So we really help them manage their strategic marketing plans. We help them track and manage all their investments and ultimately understand the impact your marketing investments are making on the business. And so we work with over 150 companies like Microsoft, who uses us to really solve the ROI challenge across their organization, and companies like VMware, who really wants to track and manage their marketing spend across dozens and dozens of budgets in one place. And so you think about, and we'll talk more about our customers throughout this, but our whole mission is, as I said, is to give marketers the confidence they need in order to show the impact they're making on the organization by tracking their plans, investments, and results.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's interesting with the space. I've been following Allocadia for several years now, and one of the things that's interesting to me is I think early on, and you probably saw this as well, where marketers would get it, but I think marketers were able to get away with not being held accountable for revenue performance as much. But over the last 18 to 24 months, we're seeing pretty much a sea change where, CMO tenure is dropping again. It was climbing a little bit, but it's dropping. And the C-suite and boards and investors are putting increasing pressure and accountability on marketers to be able to show how they are impacting revenue. What are the results? Brand awareness and clicks and vanity metrics and things like that. That really doesn't turn my crank when it comes to revenue. Just from your perspective and the customers you've been working with, have you seen, the transition that at least what we've seen here at Heinz Marketing, where marketers are starting to finally get it and get on board with marketing performance management?
Yeah, I liked your concept earlier about the wave. I think that the wave is really past that stage where this is a nice to have. It becomes a must have for organizations to have that impact. And personally, I've been head of marketing for about 8 years now at different companies. And this came up about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when I was working at a smaller company where the CEO was really demanding that I show the impact. And it's because marketing was always the easiest budget to cut. And when, as a marketer, what happens oftentimes is when that happens, you scramble to go through a bunch of spreadsheets and you try and pull this data together, and you're doing stuff that's not really creative, and you're really left without that information at your fingertips, and you look, frankly, like an idiot. So for me, I became an Allocadia customer early on, and because I knew that I could no longer just do great campaigns and couldn't just build beautiful trade show booths and just have salespeople like me as a human being. I needed to show the impact I was making. And as we talked to our customers, so I became a customer, became CMO of Allocadia, and I've got to talk to many organizations. It still surprises me how many people, when we're on calls with prospects and customers, who don't really want to do this and don't really think they need to do it now. And I was just at a customer last week who could get away with this, and it's a pretty well-known brand name. I won't mention them here, but they have been talking to us for 2 years, and it wasn't like, oh, that's not the time. We can get away with it. We want to do cool, creative stuff. The mandate came from top down. This is no longer acceptable. You've got to figure this out today. We've obviously moved the deal super quickly through because it became a must-have. If you're not doing this today, chances are you're not going to have a job in 6 months. We've seen that happen lots of times in our sales cycle over the last couple of years. The change is now, and we see companies really investing in a much bigger way in this area. Not always the sexiest stuff to be managing your budgets and investments, but if you don't do it well, chances are you don't get to do the creative stuff.
You know, I started my career in the early 90s, and I was an inside sales rep starting in 1991, pre-web. And all of the marketing that we did, it was classic marketing communications, arts and crafts marketing. You know, you would have direct mail pieces. We had magazine advertising, and leads would come in, lead responses, and the marketing would – they didn't have any way to really measure what they were doing. It was all about, well, we're creating awareness. You know, you can't measure awareness. Awareness is great. You know, you have activities that you can measure. And then, you know, we start getting into web technologies. You can start measuring a little bit more, but marketers, I feel like even CMOs or executives, they fell into a comfort zone of vanity metrics. We can measure website traffic. We can measure email performance. We can measure booth traffic and numbers of leads and things like that. But that is just such a micro piece of the overall story. And it's like, okay, and then what? What's the next step? Mm-hmm. And what's exciting for me is there are solutions like Allocadia that can help paint that picture, not only show what's happened in the past and show some trends, but I think, mm-hmm. you know, what's very interesting to me about marketing performance management is also being able to look into the future. I mean, what do you see there just, you know, in terms of CMOs being able to look at historical performance, but also, you know, the opportunities they have to be strategic and get a solid seat at the table by pointing ahead to what future performance could be like with budgets and campaigns and programs if they turn the dial certain ways.
It's amazing what we see some of our customers doing once they've recognized that they need a system to do this. And it's kind of like, you can imagine doing sales without a CRM system or being in finance without a financial system or an ERP system. Well, that's what marketers have had to deal with up until now. And so this is really where marketing performance management has come in to really be that kind of system of record for marketing impact. And not just results on the CMO dashboard, like you said, all the vanity metrics around likes and leads and shares and follows and all those things, but really thinking about the business of marketing, tracking the investments you make across. So, for example, understanding how much they spend on not just this trade show, but all trade shows, and understanding, are trade shows having an impact on our business in a positive way, or the positive return on investment? Or if we introduce a new product, here's the collection of activities that we've done for one product that has driven results versus the collection of activities for results that didn't drive results. And so having that ability to understand not just the result side of this, but we like to talk about, you know, the I in ROI, the investment side of those. Once you understand those and you can look at your data multiple different ways, you can then start to say, well, these set of activities are where we need to invest more, and these are where we start to invest less. And this is really what we want to do and help companies really tell them where to spend their next dollar. The challenge with most organizations, they don't even know what they've spent their dollars on in the first place. So we talk a lot about this concept of marketing performance maturity. And we see many companies just go and look at and put some data science around this and really look at their results side of it. But if you bring in the I side and you can start to have that conversation with your CFO because you can show impact, you start to get more budget. Or the CEO having conversations at a business level, you can start to get more impact across the organization. And that's really what marketing needs to be successful.
Yes.
We see our organizations that do this are getting increases in budget. The one that work with finance are outperforming. We did a survey saying outperforming about 2 times as much if they actually work with finance well and understand the impact they're making to the business. So kind of this whole area is around, let's get the maturity, you know, when we're talking maturity, let's get manager investments. Then let's connect to your returns. Let's bring those together. And the exciting part for me is what's next. And so I think we see a lot of organizations just past that maturity level of managing investments, looking at now returns, and now thinking about things like more predictive and more attribution and more understanding how the business is really driving. And there's all these new technologies starting to be available to us to do, you know, much more strategic analytics on top of this data.
Yeah, that's great. We're going to take a short break here, and then when we come back, I want to drill into the CFO relationship and talk a little bit about sales and marketing alignment and how that can have an impact, and then also get a few more thoughts here. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back here in just about a half a minute or so.
In a world where the speed of innovation and change in B2B marketing has never been greater, the only thing bigger is the need for clarity, for a blueprint, for a guide to what's really working and how to apply it specifically to increase sales pipeline growth, velocity, and conversion. That's what you'll find in the Modern Marketer's Field Guide. Download it free at HeinzMarketing.com. Is your content showing less than stellar performance? Is it not bringing in the return you hope for? It might be time to revitalize your content marketing engine. Get the recording for the Modern Marketer's Workshop, Content That Converts, and start creating content that makes a visible impact on your pipeline. A fully online, on-demand workshop that includes an interactive workbook, the presentation slides, and templates, all for $195. Don't reinvent the wheel. Instead, visit www.heinzmarketing.com/workshops. That's HEINZ marketing.com, and spice up your content marketing plan now.
All right, let's get back to our spicy conversation then with Brian and his guest.
Thanks, Paul. So, you know, Dave, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, excuse me, not Dave. Jeez, I apologize.
Should we go back and reset this whole thing? I'm Paul. You're Brian.
It's been a good week, but it's been a long week, and so I've got a few crossed wires here. I sincerely apologize for that. So, James, getting back on track here. You know, you mentioned the partnership or working closely with the CFO. It's interesting you mentioned that with our clients and actually prospective clients over the last 18 months, I have had more conversations with CFOs than I had probably the previous 5 years. It seems, you know, with that scrutiny and accountability that CFOs, CEOs are placing on marketing, CFOs are showing that interest because they want success there. They just don't know how to turn the dials or track the information, or, you know, they need somebody in the marketing role, that CMO, that almost has that financial acumen, that knows how to manage budgets and show what the impact is. I think you touched on this a little bit, but how are you, you know, how do you see that CMO-CFO relationship emerging and developing?
Yeah, like I talked about earlier, we actually did a survey, a marketing performance management benchmark survey, and you can find more about it on our website. But one of the questions was about whether marketers see finance as a trusted strategic partner or whether they see them as more of a barrier that they want to avoid. And I feel like that's changed a lot in the last couple of years. But our survey showed that about 14% of marketing organizations see finance as that trusted partner. But we see that, you know, the leading organizations, the ones that are growing faster, are three times more likely to be aligned to marketing and finance. So it speaks to what you were just saying, that finance doesn't want to do marketing. They struggle with marketing. They want people to have more control over their data so they can be more accurate at forecasting, so they can have that aligned conversation at a board level. And one of the challenges that finance often does is because they want an accountability, they slam in a financial budgeting system into marketers' hands, which just doesn't go well. I mean, this is where this whole concept of having, you know, I can imagine the marketer speaking to finance, they're just speaking different language. And it's kind of really why, you know, companies like Allocadia and others in this market exist, is that we're really translating the language of marketing into the language of finance. So you can talk about things like accruals and cash accounting, and you can do that in a pretty simple way so that finance knows that you've got a handle on your business. The impact we see in organizations that do that, we actually challenge and encourage our customers to work with finance. At the very least, take their investment data, so all their spend data, their purchase orders, and make sure that we are pulling that purchase order information into a system like Allocadia. So you're actually being able to track, answer questions, basic questions like how much have I spent on what? How much did I spend across regions, channels, products? So you can actually have a business conversation around the investment side. And then it kind of translates into the CEO, which is looking for more like return on investment across a set of activities. They don't care about the return of a specific trade show. They care about, are you fiscally responsible in spending your money? Are you always challenging to see what's working and what's not? And are you constantly evaluating where to spend that next dollar? And, you know, we talk about our customers. One of our customers is Box.com, and they really, the CMO there uses Allocated Manage to, as I said, the I in ROI. And she holds the team accountable to an ROI metric. And that's really, you know, an interesting, because they've, you know, connected to their finance system. They have a single system of record for marketing where they can speak the language of the business. And, you know, that's a great organization with a great brand. And they still get to do the cool creative marketing. But they actually, you know, CMO is a very accountable part of the investment team. So, you know, those are kind of examples that we see in companies who have recognized that doing this all in a big spreadsheet or allowing finance to dictate what to do isn't good enough anymore. And that if you can put those together, then you can really get that, you know, that seat at the table.
Absolutely. You know, I firmly believe, you know, with all due respect to my software engineering and developer friends, that marketing is the most strategic role within an organization. To have that credibility, you need to have accountability and provide the data that, you know, business data that shows what marketing is doing to help drive the business, you know, from very early engagement stage with customers all the way past, you know, the sale. Marketing touches each one of those points, and there needs to be data, you know, to measure how you want to manage marketing against those, each one of those stages. And, you know, that to have that credibility and to truly be strategic, I think it's absolutely imperative to have a marketing performance management solution. And, you know, it's a strategic initiative. I feel very strongly around that. We can't do, you know, standard Salesforce reports on their own anymore. And, you know, I think it's so important to have that data. And I think it's going to be and I think we're seeing this, it's a career maker, right? And it's a success maker. It's incredibly important where, you know, in 2 years from now, It's a necessity. I think we're starting to see that it's a necessity now. It's a requirement now, but more and more companies will see, okay, what's your CRM system? What's your marketing automation platform? What's your marketing performance management solution? Yeah, or what's your marketing performance management stack? I think that's going to be an imperative, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out. But
yeah, we see many of our customers, like they come to us because they're seen as a cost center. And that's just not where you want to be. You know, if you're just justifying your budget over and over again and you're not aligning to the organization. And we talked about earlier this need to align with sales, obviously, is a huge responsibility for marketing. And you can't do that if you're talking just all about vanity metrics. You have to talk about the impact you're having on the organization. That means you have to have the data in one place. That means you can't be scrambling around in spreadsheets. That means you have to collaborate with finance. And if you do all those things, then you get to be strategic, and most marketers don't want to be spending time in their budgets, let's be honest. But if you don't do that, you don't get to do the creative stuff. Because the challenge I find with all this data we have is we've become so deep into the data, we forgot how to be creative sometimes. And so I think that's what's changing as well. So as MPM is imperative, people have now invested in the systems to have that data, then they can go back and be creative again. And I think that's really what we want to do. And so we talk about kind of the two sides of marketing a lot around the concept of do marketing, do great creative marketing, all your campaigns, digital, social, everything that is engaging with the customer on the one side around running or doing marketing. And we really think at the same level of importance that strategic nature is actually called, we call it run marketing, and we have a whole campaign around run marketing. We're introducing the Run Marketing Awards, so if you go to our website, you can learn a lot about our Run Marketing Awards, of people that are running marketing really effectively, that are making an impact to the business, that sales and marketing are aligned, they're aligned to finance. And we see some amazing organizations and stories, so stay tuned for those Run Marketing Awards coming up soon. The ones that have got to do both sides at the same level, run and do, being two sides of the most important technologies in marketing today.
Interesting. So, James, you covered a few things here. You have a study that came out earlier this year that I think is really important. I'd like to point people to, and they can get that at allocadia.com, I believe. Still have that. And then you mentioned the awards. So if people are interested in nominating for those awards, I'm sure they can get that on their website as well, or on your website, excuse me. And we're going to wrap up the conversation here. And I really appreciate your time. Apologize that we got a couple minutes late start, but it's fantastic. I love talking about marketing performance management. It's, you know, it's an imperative for B2B marketers. James Thomas, Chief Marketing Officer at Allocadia. Appreciate your time here, and looking forward to seeing how you guys continue to just crush it out in the market. So thanks a lot for spending some time with us today.
Thanks very much. I really enjoyed it. It's a great time to be a marketer, and looking forward to working with people that listened to the call today.
Great. Thanks a lot, James.
You've been listening to Sales Pipeline, brought to you by the folks at Heinz Marketing, only on the Funnel Radio Channel for at-work listeners like you.